Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. American figure and portrait painter Frank Duveneck was born in Covington in the 19th century. He studied in Germany between 1870 and 1873 and went on to win awards and teach. Some of his most well-known works are Portrait of a Boy, Whistling Boy, and The Cobbler's Apprentice. Joining me to talk about the life and work of Frank Duveneck is Taft Museum of Art Assistant Curator Tamara Minty. Duveneck's paintings are now on display at the Taft Museum of Art. If you have a question or a comment, call us 513-419-7100 or email us talk@wvxu.org. You also can find us on Facebook and Twitter. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Marianne.
Certainly happy to have you here today. Would you say Frank Duveneck is the most well-known artist from this area, certainly from his time or not?
He's definitely one of them. Very important artist from a long line of Cincinnati artists who went on to have a national and international reputation.
What makes him so important?
Well, Duveneck really helped to usher in modern art in America. Of course, there were many other factors, but his painting style was radically different from what was going on, in the 1870s.
Tell us a little bit about his style. What was it like that was different?
Sure. Well, you mentioned that Duveneck had gone to Germany to study. He went there in 1870 to study in Munich at the Royal Bavarian Academy. And the Munich school sort of taught this very loose brushwork. A lot of artists were painting their work in their studio at the time. So they would do a lot of planning, a lot of preparatory sketches. They would draw their composition out on the canvas before starting to paint. And Duveneck in Munich learned to go directly at the canvas with the paint. So he would, just start painting directly. His work was very loose, a lot of thick paint, very juicy, beautiful paint. And that was radically different.
It also, his work was known as sort of being more dark. Is that correct, as opposed to a bright painting?
Yes, yeah. His teachers in Munich were very inspired by the 17th century Dutch painters like Frans Hals, some Spanish painters at the time, at the same time in the 17th century. They were all working with very earthy tones, very dark backgrounds, where the figure would almost emerge with sort of brighter light, similar to Rembrandt as well, a very dark kind of background and lighter figures.
Where was his work most known? I mean, it's on display at your museum now, but mm-hmm. where else might you see it?
Well, Cincinnati is actually home to the largest number of works by Duveneck. The Cincinnati Art Museum has a trove of Duveneck's, something like 125 paintings or so. That sort of made Duveneck a little less known outside of Cincinnati for a while because, often when people come to Cincinnati and they visit the Cincinnati Art Museum, it's like a revelation to them that Duveneck was this incredible painter. Of course, during his time, he was very famous. But after his death, he became a little less known until maybe mid-20th century.
So unlike some artists who died paupers because their work wasn't appreciated till they were gone, he was well known then as he was working.
He was. Duveneck was famous. He, as you mentioned, he won many awards and accolades. He was also an incredible teacher. When he, he studied in Munich, he founded a school in Munich. He then moved that school to Italy and had a large following of students who are actually called the Duveneck Boys. When he came back to Cincinnati in the late 1880s, he started on the faculty at the Art Academy and taught, generations of artists until his death in 1919. So he was also very well known as a really incredible painting teacher.
Tell us about the Duveneck Boys.
When Duveneck founded his school in Germany, he had a circle of students who were very devoted. These guys, they lived this bohemian kind of lifestyle. They were hardworking. They painted all day. They would hang out in cafes or taverns or inns in the evening. And they were so devoted that when Duveneck moved his school from Germany to Italy, it was Venice in the summers and Florence in the winters. Sounds pretty tough, right? they followed him there. And they just were very devoted students.
Talk a little bit about the type of teaching that he did and the man himself. What was he like as a person?
Well, accounts that I've read, you know, Duveneck, first of all, he was born in 1848 to German immigrant parents. His father was in, well, his father actually passed away just a couple years after Duveneck was born. His stepfather was an innkeeper in Covington. He had a beer garden. So Duveneck grew up in this German immigrant community. His, you know, father ran a beer garden, so certainly this very lively kind of upbringing. And Duveneck himself was reported to have been very friendly, very boisterous and outgoing, and just, you know, had this really wonderful personality, humorous, funny, very engaging kind of person. But he really did live this bohemian kind of lifestyle. So he sort of was willing to live not on very much money, you know, sort of kind of rebellious kind of painter. So everything you think about bohemian European artists, that's the life that he led.
We're talking about artist Frank Duveneck of Covington. If you have questions or comments, we'd like to hear from you. Our phone number, 513-419-7100. You can email us, talk@wvxu.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. My guest today, Taft Museum of Art Assistant Curator Tamara Minty. You talked about this boisterous, happy guy growing up, but his wife died when he was older, and or not that much older, but as he was an adult, and he seemed to have changed.
Yes. Yeah. That tragic love story sort of weaves into Duveneck's history and career.
Tell us what happened.
Sure. Well, Duveneck met a Bostonian named Elizabeth Boot, who lived in Florence. Her father, she and her father were expatriates who lived in Florence. And
Florence, Italy.
Florence, Italy.
Not, Florence,
not Kentucky.
Just to confirm. Okay.
Right. And so Duveneck actually, first of all, Elizabeth Boot became one of Duveneck's students. She greatly admired his work in Boston when she saw it in Boston. And a few years later became his student. In Germany. And then she supposedly was one of the reasons why he moved his school to Florence. But he courted her for 6 years. Her family was very refined. She was highly educated, had this formal education. Her family moved in the upper echelons of like the intellectual circle. And Duveneck came from this, you know, sort of Kentucky upbringing. He didn't have a formal education. He you know, studied at a convent, and then as a young teenager started apprenticing to church decorators. So her family did not approve of him, in short. And so he courted her for 6 years and eventually married her in 1886. And you know, a little over 9 months later, she bore them a son, and shortly thereafter, she died of pneumonia. And so this is like the tragedy of his life. It's a very sad, sad story. His work did change after that. He seemed to, you know, he moved back to the United States. He then focused on his teaching. He did continue to paint. He turned to more landscape painting at the end of his life. You know, certainly it did change him.
Did he raise his son?
I'm not 100% sure about that.
So we don't know of any Duveneck descendants in this area then?
I know there are some Duveneck descendants in California. Yeah, I apologize. I'm not sure about exactly where his son ended up.
Our phone number is 513-419-7100 as we talk about Covington artist Frank Duveneck this afternoon. Rama is calling from Clifton. Hi, Rama. What's your question?
Hi, it's Rama.
I'm sorry, Rama.
I was calling to say that I actually live in the house of a man who is the great-grandson of a man for whom our house was built is related to both the Duvenecks and the Twachtman family, and is an oil painter himself in Cincinnati. I wasn't sure if you were aware of that. His name is Roger Hoik, and he's an oil painter after he retired from being proprietor of the Emmy Hoik Company in Cumminsville.
Are you familiar with
that? I'm not. That's interesting. And Twachtman was, of course, one of the Duveneck boys, so that's interesting connection.
So, and your house is in Clifton?
Yes. It's the Reverend Eisenlohr's house, the the former minister of the Church of St. John's at the corner of Elm Street, down from Memorial Hall and Music Hall, and who was the man who merged the Church of St. John's with the Unitarian Church in Clifton.
So is there anything in the home that reminds you, or is there anything left of the Duveneck connection there?
No, but I have been to Roger Hoek's home in Mount Airy, and he has a collection of Duveneck paintings. If you're not aware of it, you might want to contact him. His work hangs in the art gallery in Montgomery, and I know he used to chair the Christmas sale, the Christmas bazaar at Eden Park.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your call. We really appreciate it, Rama.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
You talk about, we talked about Duveneck after his wife died. Did he ever marry again?
No, he did not.
And did his work and his state of mind continue to be sort of changed forever after her death?
Accounts that I have read, you know, seem to indicate yes. I mean, his painting style changed a little too. Right after her death, he created this, you know, incredible monument for her gravesite in Florence, Italy. There is a version of that at the Cincinnati Art Museum. It's a very moving tribute to her.
Is it still there?
Yes. Yeah.
In Florence. 513-419-7100 is our phone number. Jim's calling from Kenwood. Hi, Jim.
Hello.
What's your question?
Thanks for taking my call.
Certainly.
My question is, I have a painting by a student of Duveneck's, and I've never heard of this person. It's A.F. McCarthy. Have you ever heard of, I don't know if it's a male or female.
Have you heard of it?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I haven't.
There probably are a number of students, I would have assumed.
Yeah, Duveneck taught certainly maybe even hundreds of students, and then of course there are the descendants of those students. It's possible Cincinnati Art Galleries might be able to help you. They have a lot of familiarity with Cincinnati area artists. So that would be maybe a suggestion to you.
Thank you, Jim. We appreciate your call.
No, thank you.
513-419-7100. Linda called from Hartwell. She said Frank Jr. was raised by an aunt and uncle in Boston. And there is a statue in the Boston Museum now. And the son didn't come here until he was an adult, apparently. So someone that knew a little bit about the child of Frank Duveneck there. Thank you, Linda, calling in from Hartwell with that information. Now, Duveneck ended up living the rest of his life back in Covington. He did not. Did he go back to Europe much after this?
Well, he did some back and forth, visiting Europe. He did travel around quite a bit in the first few years after his wife's death. Visiting people and friends in Europe all, around.
What works do you have at the Taft Museum of Art that people might see?
Yeah, well, we have one of Duveneck's masterpieces of his Munich period called The Cobbler's Apprentice. A painting of a young boy who is wearing an apron and holding sort of a big wicker basket. But the hallmark of the painting is the hand where he holds a cigar. So he's sort of this adolescent kind of street tough who's smoking a cigar. That's from 1877. And then we also just recently received a gift of a wonderful painting from his early Italian period. It's a portrait of an Italian woman, which is sort of a very lovely portrait study that kind of shows the shift from Duveneck's earlier Munich work and that kind of dark period that we've talked about with the sort of dark backgrounds and the figures sort of popping out of that background too. A more kind of light-filled style that he developed in Italy that was kind of influenced by Impressionism and his contact with artists like John Singer Sargent. So,
you mentioned The Cobbler's Apprentice, and there's sort of a take on that Artworks did. Do you want to explain about the mural?
Oh, yeah, certainly. So I guess it was in the summer of 2011, Artworks, which, of course, paints they employ youth artists during the summer to do public works of art. And they partnered with the Taft to do a mural at the bottom of Walnut Street. It's just a couple blocks away from Great American Ballpark. And it's a take on The Cobbler's Apprentice. And of course, you don't want to put out an image of a young boy smoking. So they adapted the painting to show him holding a baseball bat instead. So it kind of is this wonderful connection to, you know, a Cincinnati artist and also to Cincinnati's baseball tradition. And to the Taft Museum of Art. So you can't miss him if you're driving south on Walnut Street. It's just right there.
All righty. Our phone number again, 513-419-7100. Carl's calling from Walnut Hills. Hi, Carl.
Hey, Tamara and Mary Ann. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Good, good. Duvenek's my man, as Tamara probably knows.
And hi, Carl.
I just wanted to mention that there's a book that's in the works by James Ott, who is looking at Duvenek's relationship to the Catholic Church and how it sort of interweaved throughout his life, how he kind of went away and then came back and so forth. But it's going to hit on a lot of things that aren't really widely known about Duvenek. So I just wanted to mention that, give a little plug for Jim's book, because I think it's going to be outstanding.
Any tidbits you want to share?
Well, he gets into some great detail about the fantastic murals that are painted in the Covington Cathedral, what the motivations were for that mural and what the inspirations were and so forth, and it's really very, very interesting.
Well, thank you so much for your call. We appreciate it. When's the book coming out?
I don't know that there's a date for it yet, but it's definitely in the works. I think we're looking at probably a year out or so.
We'll look forward to it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, great.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, thanks.
We should point out there are a number of works in the cathedral in Covington.
Yes, yeah. Well, I think I alluded to the fact that Duvenek trained as a church decorator when he was just a teenager. And the German artists that he apprenticed with, they encouraged him to go to Munich to study. So he had done that work. He traveled throughout the Midwest and even the East Coast with these German artists to decorate churches. And then later in life, in 1903, the murals were installed at the Covington Cathedral. So you can see those works there, and they are really beautiful. They were dedicated to his mother.
Tom just called from Northern Kentucky, and he said you mentioned how the Art Museum has 125 Duvenek paintings, and he wonders if you feel that other museums should have them so the work is known more in other places.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, often museums have a focus on artists that are important in their area. There are some other museums that do own works by Duvenek, certainly. There are some at the National Portrait Gallery, I just recently saw a beautiful painting in St. Louis at the St. Louis Art Museum by Duvenek, a painting of some bridges in Florence. In Venice. So they are out there. But
do they get lent out often? Your museums or others? Do they lend out the Duvenek works? Do they ever travel?
Well, I don't know that we've borrowed ours or lent ours out. You know, very often. I can't speak for the Cincinnati Art Museum, but certainly they have many on display, but not all at once. But they have some wonderful paintings on display there in their Cincinnati wing.
For folks that do want to take a look at Duvenek's work, what do you suggest maybe for someone who's got an untrained eye, maybe isn't necessarily one who studies art a lot? What would you tell them to look for in a Duvenek painting?
Well, I would say to maybe start by stepping back from the painting and getting an overall view of it, especially his Munich work, because it's so loosely painted. And then get up a little closer and really look at what he's doing with the paint. It's so thick and luscious. Sometimes Duvenek's called a painter's painter because painters love his work because of the way he slings his paint. Actually, his wife, Elizabeth Boot, wrote in a letter a description of how he slings the paint. My husband, who's a painter, particularly loves to take his students to look at a painting at the Art Museum of still life of watermelon, because he feels like you could just take a bite out of that watermelon. That's how juicy that paint is. And a shout out to them. I think my husband's painting class at Northern Kentucky University, Kevin Minty's class. I think you're listening live, so hello.
Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Marianne.
I've been talking with Taft Museum of Art assistant curator Tamara Minty about the life and works of artist Frank Duvenek. Producer for today's program was Pete Reitmeier. Today's technical director was Rick Andres. Our engineering staff is Don Danko, Bill Dean, and Mike Makinich. We also had help today from Kevin Reynolds. Archives of our program are available on our website, wvxu.org. I'm Marianne Zalesnik.